Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, September 25th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Leading today is news about the iPhone XS and iPhone XS Max, specifically about new features coming to its camera system. Apple has been quietly teasing a new feature coming to iPhone XS that lets you adjust blur levels on portrait mode photos with artificial depth applied. iPhone XS already includes a unique feature that lets you adjust background blur levels after a photo is captured. And this new live preview depth control feature that Apple has been teasing is actually live in iOS 12.1 beta for iPhone XS and iPhone XS Max. This feature wasn't demoed or even discussed at the iPhone XS event, and it's been mentioned before today, but not widely used in public yet. In our initial hands-on with live preview depth control we shared today, the big change iPhone XS users will notice is a new F button at the top right of portrait mode camera in the viewfinder. Tapping the new F button reveals a depth wheel that lets you adjust the artificial f-stop levels or aperture from 1.4 to 16, with the lower number applying more background blur and the higher number applying less. iOS 12.1 will likely be released in late October for all customers following the developer and public beta period. Also, check out 9to5Mac's Michael Stieber and his deep dive into how well portrait mode works on the iPhone XS Max with lots of stunning photography shot all on iPhone. Also happening this week is Ranchio launching the first HomeKit-compatible smart sprinkler system as a free update to Ranchio 3 hardware. Eve Aqua was the first smart sprinkler controller to come to market with a hose attachment, but only works with one water supply. Ranchio, by comparison, works with several different zones on a single irrigation system. Instagram's co-founders have abruptly left Facebook some 6 years after the social network bought the photo sharing company, which was around 2 years old at the time. Here's to hoping the duo makes an iPad and new Apple Watch app on the way out. One day after the release of macOS Mojave version 10.14, Apple released the developer beta version of macOS 10.14.1, which will likely introduce group FaceTime next month. And Waze joined Google Maps in supporting CarPlay navigation on iOS 12 as an alternative to Apple Maps. And speaking of CarPlay, if you drive with an Apple Watch and find the turn alerts on your wrist a bit redundant when you're using your car screen and speakers for directions, iOS 12 and watchOS 5 allow you to turn off turn alerts for CarPlay specifically. Just look in the Maps section of the Watch app on the iPhone. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.